Cape Talk.
The Movie Review with Gail Edmonds.
Joining me on the line, the managing editor for City Press and a film enthusiast. Gail, let's start with the movie that you went to go see, The Grinch, voiced by Benedict Cumberbatch, who is absolutely amazing.
He's fantastic.
A sweet, sweet story, is it not?
It is. They've turned down the, if you remember, and you might think to yourself, haven't we just had a Grinch movie? And the answer is no. The Jim Carrey live action one was in 2000. Just let that sink in, 18 years ago. I actually couldn't believe my eyes when I saw how long ago that Jim Carrey one was. But this one is beautifully animated. It's the same guys who did The Lorax and they did the Despicable Me movies. It's their eighth full animation feature. And I have to say, the animation is beautiful. It's beautifully styled. It's pretty. And Benedict Cumberbatch has sort of, he said in an interview that, you know, he needed to know why the guy was the way he is. He says you always look for the motivation. And they offer a motivation here. So he's not nasty. If you remember in the previous movies and in the book, which I haven't read for a while now, you know, he's not very kind to his dog, Mac. In this one, he shows affection to his dog, and his dog and him have this, and he goes in search of, when he decides to steal Whoville's Christmas, he goes in search of a reindeer, and he finds a sort of slightly plump one that didn't run away fast enough called Fred, so there's some very sweet moments in it, and I was actually, my niece has just turned 4, and she hasn't been to a full-length movie yet, and I said to my cousin, this is the one to take her to, you know? It's beautiful. It's quite short. It's 86 minutes. It's just lovely. And I enjoyed it thoroughly. And I took my 9-year-old and she loved it. It's just a lovely Christmas film, you know. And in the end, you know, it's got a happy ending. And you get a feeling that he isn't just horrible because he's horrible, but rather that he's lonely. And, you know, the story's got a bit more to it than just being horrible for the sake of being horrible, which is not helpful to children.
It's doing very, very well in America. It opened a few weeks ago, I think, ahead of Thanksgiving weekend, which is the end of November. And they knew it was going to continue making money, obviously, as we get close to Christmas. Wreck-It Ralph 2 is still number one, according to Friday estimates. But The Grinch is only $100,000 short of that, which is phenomenal for a movie that has been open for as long as it has been.
Yes, and it's only, you know, it's a little film. It's not, but I think it's just a nice film. And it's everyone will enjoy it. It's got enough for the adults to enjoy. The animation really is spectacular. And Benedict Cumberbatch's American accent is very good because, of course, he's a Brit. But apparently he decided that because all the other characters had American accents, he should too. So, all in all, it's very sweet. Look, it's not going to shake any trees, but it's a lovely holiday film, and we're all ready for a lovely holiday film, you know. We're all exhausted.
We are indeed, and it's narrated by Pharrell Williams, who was in South Africa not too long ago, and some beautiful music composed by Danny Elfman as well. It's a movie I'm looking forward to taking my nephew to.
Yes, lovely. He'll love it.
Of course, the other big news this week is other than Kevin Hart being announced as the host of the Oscars and then 3 days later having to say thank you very much, but no thanks because of some, despicable homophobic sentiments that he's shared not only in his stand-up comedy, but he's also shared on Twitter. His presentation of his turning down the job was, I don't want to be the distraction. But the real truth is he was asked to apologize for his statements, and he says, I've dealt with this so many times before, why do I have to do it again? And unfortunately, that seems to be the reason why he's no longer going to be hosting them. He would have made for an interesting host, I think, for the
Oscars.
Absolutely,
something different. Yeah.
And they need something amazing because the Golden Globes tend to have better hits with the with their host, because it's a lot more relaxed. Everybody's drinking and everybody's moving around and stuff, and comedy is allowed. Whereas Oscars tend to be more serious, I suppose.
Oscars are more governmental, you know? Yeah.
Exactly. And as always, sadly, many of the nominations and the nominees are actors and actresses and writers and directors, and often movies that we have not seen yet, including Vice, which I am looking forward to.
I was going to say, we haven't seen Vice yet. We haven't seen Green Book yet. You know, Mary Poppins hasn't opened here yet. So we're the favorite. Sort of working from a the favorite. We're working from a position of not strength here. If we're going to just start making bets. But you and I, after last week when we were talking about Viola Davis and Widows, you see, they didn't make the cut.
I know.
But I did think to myself, you know, it is, we loved it and it had big names and, you know, it was, but it was a genre movie. It was an excellent genre movie and more than a genre movie, but maybe they decided that they were going to go with something else. I was interested to see it wasn't there. And I mean, Black Panther, I guess they cannot ignore Black Panther. I mean, it is a phenomenon all its own.
Which is interesting because I loved Black Panther and I certainly appreciate the phenomenon that it became. But as a movie, I think Steve McQueen did a better job with Widows.
Than a genre movie.
Exactly.
And I guess they had a space for one genre movie, so I decided to go with that one. But it is interesting. But I think with Black Panther, they just couldn't possibly not have included it.
No, for
sure. You know, just from that point of view. But I agree.
Another movie that I was surprised was included is Bohemian Rhapsody as a Best Picture. I'll tell you why. Because while I think that Rami Malek's performance certainly is deserving of his nomination, I didn't feel that the picture itself was deserving of a Best Motion Picture for Drama.
When you're thinking of the best film of the year, which is what this is, you know, the Globes, it's the best of two categories, but is it the best, one of the best films you and I have seen this year? And I think the answer is probably no. We loved it. We enjoyed it. All that. Rami Malek was, I agree with you. Is it one of the best 10 films you saw this year? Probably not.
Certainly
but I think
not.
Maybe it gets a popular vote because everybody's loving seeing it. But I think that's because they love the music and Rami Malek is so good. And that, you know, there's many reasons for it, but the actual, as you say, the film itself is not that reason.
And I could argue something similar for A Star Is Born. Lady Gaga did absolutely amazingly well. Bradley Cooper was amazing and probably deserves his nomination. And I certainly don't mind him being nominated for Best Direction. But was it a Best Picture? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Again, the parts were great. Lady Gaga, I thought I think she definitely deserved to be up there in the nominees. He was good. I thought he was very good. He didn't do a character that's breakthrough, you know, but he did well. And the music was great. So I think, again, it benefits from the sort of same thing as Bohemian Rhapsody, where it's the parts and the fact that everyone enjoyed it. Rather than was it the best, most... If you think about last year's films like Moonlight, you know, real groundbreaking stuff. I'm not sure that it's that groundbreaking, you know. I mean, I enjoyed it and I thought Lady Gaga was groundbreaking. And I expect Shallow will, without even a question, take the best song. I mean, it is fantastic. But I agree with you. Is it one of the top 10 films of the year? Could
Lady
be.
Lady Gaga... in her nomination as Best Actress, is really coming up some seasoned actresses. Glenn Close was absolutely amazing. The movie, not so great, but her performance was outstanding. I believe Melissa McCarthy is absolutely breathtaking in Can You Ever Forgive Me?
I know, and we haven't seen that yet either, unfortunately. And the same with Nicole Kidman's Destroyer and Rosamund Pike. We haven't seen them yet. So we sort of left with our Lady Gaga and Glenn. Look, Glenn Close. I mean, that's tough competition alone, you know, even if you don't add a Nicole Kidman in there.
Exactly.
And I guess for Melissa McCarthy in a drama role, it's probably, like Lady Gaga, possibly a one-time thing. You know, she is more inclined to do...
more comedy than she would drama.
Yeah, exactly. And I was interested to see Charlize in there because I feel like we saw Tully a really long time ago.
I know.
And
same
I love
Black
it,
Panther.
I think she deserves it.
The idea that Black Panther came out this year...
can you believe
amazing.
It? I thought, when I saw Tully, I thought, really? Was that within the last year? Surely not. But obviously, it must
amazing.
Have been.
She was fantastic.
I mean, that's very well. Absolutely. And I tell you what my big waiting for film is Mary Poppins Returns. Because I absolutely love Mary Poppins. So I'm dying to see the film.
It is releasing next week, right? The 14th of December.
No, it's releasing the 28th, I checked.
Oh, yeah, okay, so it's 14th of December in America then.
Yeah, it's the one. It's we're getting at the middle of the Christmas and New Year week, so it'll be really mid holidays. So it's a good. I mean, it's a good time for it because everyone's got looking for something to do with the family, you know. Yeah. But I am looking forward to that one for sure. But yeah, so and the favorite. I mean, see, I can't wait to see that.
I cannot wait. Yeah. I cannot wait. Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz both picking up nominations for Best Supporting Role to Olivia Colman's apparently stupendous performance as Queen Anne. And I hope she, for me, my vote would go with her without even seeing the movie, just what I've read from it. She is deserving of that accolade. Surprising that First Man did not do better than what it did. Claire Foy picking up a Best Supporting Actress nomination, which is good for her. She really is a fantastic actress, but I was expecting a bit more, I think, from First Man.
Yes, and I think it's interesting that Claire Foy, you know, she has to, having done the Queen for so long, she has to try and do other things quickly. So, and she's obviously done a good job. I haven't seen that one yet, I have to say. So I'm sort it's of beautiful. Also, if I'm not, I haven't seen First Man, so I must see it.
No, it's very, very beautiful. Gail, I think we'll leave it there. We haven't even touched Indeed. The television side of it, but who cares, right?
Who cares? The Bodyguard's in there. So there you go. The only I watch so little TV these days. Luckily, I happen to have seen that at least. I'll try and catch up before we have to talk TV.
Do try and see A Very English Scandal with...
Hugh Grant.
What's his name? With Hugh Grant. It's only three episodes, only 3 hours of your life. It is really, really well told and well done and just so beautifully shot and beautifully acted as well. Hugh Grant.
Is it on Netflix or is it on Showmax or...
I am not sure. I saw it from somebody's television system, and I just sat there for 3 hours watching it. Yeah, I can't remember which one it was.
You can't tell.
Exactly, very much so. Gail, thank you very much. Enjoy the movies. Gail Edmonds, Managing Editor for the City Press and a film enthusiast. And the film that we were talking about today is The Grinch. Do take your child to it. You and your child are really going to enjoy it. Not earth-shattering, groundbreaking, award-winning movie, but it is 80 minutes and some change of your life that you're going to feel really good by the time you get out of it.